Not bad, considering, Ella said. What do you think?
Very good, she said, taking a small sip. She managed to get away from Ellis and McPherson and went over to Gerhard. He was momentarily alone. Morris had gone off to refill his cup.
Listen, she said. Can I talk to you for a second?
Sure, Gerhard said. He bent his head closer to hers.
What is it? I want to know something. Is it possible for you to monitor Benson here on the main computer?
You mean monitor the implanted unit?
Yes.
Gerhard shrugged. I guess so, but why bother? We know the implanted unit is working.
I know, she said. I know, but will you do it anyway as a precaution?
Gerhard said nothing. His eyes said, precaution against what?
Please?
Okay, he said. I'll punch in a monitoring subroutine as soon as they leave.
He nodded to the group.
I'll have the computer check on him twice an hour.
She frowned.
Four times an hour?
How about every 10 minutes, she said.
Okay, he said. Every 10 minutes.
Thanks, she said.
Then she drained her coffee and left the room. Chapter 4 Ellis sat in a corner of room 710 and watched the half-dozen technicians maneuvering around the bed. There were two people from the rad lab doing a radiation check. There was one girl drawing blood for the chem lab to check steroid levels. There was an EEG technician resetting the monitors. And there were Gerhard and Richards taking a final look at the interface wiring. Throughout it all, Benson lay motionless, breathing easily, staring up at the ceiling. He did not seem to notice the people touching him, moving an arm here, shifting a sheet there. He stared straight up at the ceiling. One of the rad lab men had hairy hands protruding from the cuffs of his white lab coat. For a moment, the man rested his hairy, dark hand on Benson's bandages. Ellis thought about the monkeys he had operated on. There was nothing to that except technical expertise, because you always knew, no matter how hard you pretended, that it was a monkey and not a human being, and if you slipped and cut the monkey from ear to ear, it didn't matter at all. There would be no questions, no relatives, no lawyers, no press, no nothing, not even a nasty note from requisitions asking what was happening to all those $80 monkeys. Nobody gave a damn. And neither did he. He wasn't interested in helping monkeys. He was interested in helping human beings. Benson stirred.
I'm tired, he said. He glanced over at Ellis.
Ellis said, About ready to wrap it up, boys? One by one, the technicians stepped back from the bed, nodding, collected their instruments and their data, and left the room. Gerhard and Richards were the last to go. Finally, Ellis was alone with Benson.
You feel like sleeping? Ellis said.
I feel like a goddamn machine. I feel like an automobile in a complicated service station. I feel like I'm being repaired.
Benson was getting angry. Ellis could feel his own tension building. He was tempted to call for nurses and orderlies to restrain Benson when the attack came,